Hey.
What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
I'm drinking coffee. It won't stop snowing. I'm just in my house chilling.
I'm cold and it's only like maybe 60 degrees here.
What? I'm about to get off call the
That's
car.
what I'm talking about. See? Nah,
60.
that's real though. That's real.
I am on 22. But it feels like 13 degrees.
No, I don't mess with the cold,
She's like, I don't
but
understand.
that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no thanks.
Heating bill is it's wild.
Haven't even turned on the
Don't
heater
make it there.
yet. I got on long sleeve. I got on a hoodie though, for the first time.
It's cold enough for a hoodie for you.
Yeah, because it's like now. Hold on. It is currently 56 degrees. That is unacceptable. I don't pay all this rent and taxes for that. In Los
All
Angeles,
right.
unacceptable.
Well,
But yeah,
all right.
are we
Are
ready?
we giving people a few more minutes?
I mean, I think, well, we got a lot of ground to cover.
We do. We do.
So I guess,
The masses will trickle in.
yeah. All right, hold on. Wait, let me get myself together. What time? Right now. Okay, are we ready? Is everybody ready? We're ready.
Ready, spaghetti? Yeah,
All right,
sure.
let's get it. All right. So, hello everybody.
Hi, world.
Hello. I'm Sky. I'm Fly. I'm from the ATL where the players dwell. Currently living in the Southern California beach. It's not even beachy. It's like cold. I was about to say cold as hell, but I'm not gonna do that. Cold and well. I guess it's also called the Wild Wild West, and with the best, and that is who? Who are you?
What's up, world? This is your girl Sills, V8 all day, two up, two down. I kind of wish that's where I was right now. It's just snow on snow on snow. I'm pretty sure we're close to like 15 to 18 inches right
Snow on
now.
snow on
So
snow.
do with that what you will.
And who are we? We are Shea Butter SC, a podcast featuring two black women's perspective on soccer, football, and everything in between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning that'll moisturize your
And
skin.
no edges.
And deepen your love for all things black women.
All right, all right. And so today we got a special guest.
Yeah.
So say hello. Everybody say hello to Jory and Balcom. Say hey y'all. Well.
Hi, Jorian.
Hey, y'all.
Like they can like I said that like everybody can go, hey, yeah. Got the waves, like press the little buttons and all that. All right, so I guess, yo, so why don't you rep where you from? Where are you currently located? Yeah, introduce yourself to the people.
All right, I'm from Arizona, Scottsdale. So, like I said, it's usually hot as hell out here. So, once it's below like 60, 70 degrees, I start dying. I'm freezing right now. But, been here my whole life. Grew up with my parents. Been playing soccer since I was four out here. And yeah, AZ, our hometown's for sports. We're killing it right now.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, a little bit, just a little. I see y'all out there a little bit. So let's see. So I guess let's start this off. So the movie Brown Sugar with
Of it, yes, of
okay with
course.
Sanaa Lathan, Taye Diggs. What's that? Sydney, and who was he? Romeo? No.
Don't remember his name.
Oh
I just love
man.
the dinner
But yeah,
table
anyway,
scene.
okay. But yeah, so instead of saying when did you fall in love with hip hop, when did you fall in love with soccer?
I would probably say like third grade, somewhere around elementary school. I mean, I started playing since I was four, got into other sports as well, just being an only child, trying to get involved, and eventually had to make a decision of what I wanted to commit to the most. And soccer just stuck with me. It was too much fun. Track was too much running. Basketball, volleyball, dipped into that a little bit. And yeah, soccer, I just ended up being the best at it and thought I could do something with it more so than the other sports.
That's great, and I feel the same way about running. I just don't like doing it. It builds character. I mean, I know you do it for soccer.
I probably
shouldn't
have said that. I mean, soccer is a lot of running too, but
it is, but it's not the same. Like, you don't run just to run.
Well, yeah, that's true. You're right. You're right.
Fun type of running, right?
Sorry for the people who love running. It's just, it's not my mission. So,
right, props to y'all.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. All right, so we'll start with another easy, hopefully easier question. And I think you've answered this before, but let the people know. Who is your favorite player, or who were your favorite players growing up?
Yeah, so growing up, I actually didn't watch too much soccer, but Thierry Henry and Abby Wambach and Ibrahimovic were kind of my main soccer people that I really wanted to picture myself after them on the field. But overall, big Kobe Bryant fan. He was my number one athlete that was my role model growing up. He was my first sports jersey I ever had. And, you know, he just instilled that work ethic and, you know, it's cliche, the Mamba mentality, you know. So, and he loved women's soccer, big advocator for them in the sport, the women involved. So he was a huge inspiration to me.
Okay, so you got a little bit of Mamba mentality going on?
You have to, right?
All right. Just checking. So you were a Lakers fan in general, or just a Kobe fan?
Just a Kobe fan.
She's like, I'm not. Even if he is, but I'm not claiming that right now.
You don't want to claim LA Fitness?
Nobody should claim that right now.
I called him LA Fitness. Nah, the Lakers.
Oh, man.
Shout out to my Lakers fans out here trying to ride through it. All right, so what was it like growing up in Arizona as a soccer player playing in your youth? Was there a lot of diversity? Was it not? How was the vibe?
So growing up, predominantly white neighborhood, white school, white soccer club. So I was always one of the few Black girls playing. So not much diversity. And, you know, when people look at you young and you're a young Black girl, growing up, only person, one of the few Black girls on the team. And we're always looked at for our athleticism and speed. And I kind of wanted to take away that stereotype. And yes, I do think I'm fast and strong, but I wanted to show that growing up, my club, we really, you know, worked on technical, tactical, everything else as well. And, you know, we're more than just that. But I would just say growing up, I was always picked out as only the fast and strong one on the field. And, you know, it's hard when you look around and there's not many other girls that look like me. And I did have very supportive teammates, coaches, parents. The environment was great growing up. Loved playing soccer, showing up to practice every day. But when certain situations happen, you know, it's hard for them to understand because they'll never be in that situation. And I've kind of mentioned it a few times. When I was younger playing club soccer, I want to say like elementary, middle school, is when I got called the N-word for the first time by a player on the other team. And, you know, it's tough because I just felt so alone on the field. And luckily, there were girls of other color on the other team who felt my pain as well and stood up for me, which was super cool. But yeah, I would just say growing up, I always just, you know, felt left out because I was one of the only few Black girls like in sport, in school, and other activities. But I had a good, you know, support system and friend group to be there for me along the way.
Well, I'm glad you had that. And I'm glad the other team stepped in, because sometimes that happens and sometimes it doesn't. But it sounds like, unfortunately, you have a similar story, I think, to many young Black girls who get into this game, where there just aren't a lot of people that look like you when you're starting, for sure. If you're lucky, maybe as you sort of ascend through, you see more people, but that's often not the case either. Just to stay on the pitch, and I love that you said, right, that they like box young Black players in often, right? You said speed, or the dreaded term pace and power, which those things can't actually, I think, scientifically exist at the same time, But yeah, but it doesn't mean we can't be good forwards, but right, there's more to our game than that. But as you're going through your youth career, I know you mentioned Henri, Ibrahimovic, and Wambach, and I guess my question is there anybody else as you kept going who you modeled your career after or who you wanted to play like? And then two, was there a moment or when did you decide you wanted to play in college?
Growing up, or as I got older, I obviously loved the style of Crystal and Kristen Press and players on the national team, because that was always a dream of mine to play for the full women's national team growing up, you know, still is. And as far as college, it never was like a main thought, because for myself playing on an ECNL club team, colleges were always at the games, like scouting us. So it started all at such a young age that I was kind of like, oh, this is cool. Like, I really could continue to play this at each level. And I started getting my first offers my freshman year of high school. Ended up committing to LSU my sophomore year in high school. Played there for like 3.5 years, transferred to CU in Colorado and Boulder. And, you know, both super great experiences, loved both the colleges, both programs. And they're, you know, complete opposites in a way, but it was still cool to experience, like, I guess each environment, completely different college scene, you know? But yeah, I didn't really put too much thought in college, just because I guess it was kind of like the norm, I would say.
No, that's a good perspective. Also, you can brag on yourself. It's fine. Like, yeah, the scouts are at the game. It's fine.
I mean,
well, and I know it's a hotbed in that Arizona region too. There's a lot of talent that comes out of there. So yeah, brag on yourself. That's fine.
Just in general, you know, like different tournaments, there's always going to be some type of college like scouting coach. But yeah, it was always cool.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I have a question. So what made you, so you committed early to LSU, yep, which is in Baton Rouge. So what made you attracted to it? And then eventually want to major in mass communications with a focus in journalism?
I think it just, it came down to my official visit. Obviously the coaches were heavily invested throughout my time of trying to make a decision, and I could feel their belief in me as a player and as a person, which was super important to me. And once I took my official in Baton Rouge, I was like, oh yeah, I got to come here. Between the way the sports teams supported each other, the coaches, the fans, the environment, I always tell people, like, I don't think y'all understand how much they care about sports out there. Like, they are crazy fan supporting base out there, which I thought was super awesome, even for like women's sports as well. Like, our soccer games were packed, women's basketball, even like swim meets, like you name it, which I thought was really dope, because I feel like most sports usually just, you know, support football or basketball. But LSU was all around and the vibe was just crazy, and I just couldn't picture myself anywhere else at the time. And then mass communications, I've always wanted to, you know, do like sideline reporting or covering any type of game, whether it was soccer, or I really love basketball as well, which would be really cool. Kind of like an Aaron Andrews type of gig. And I thought, you know, LSU, what better place to grow like your connections, and having the SEC cover and report on our games from time to time. It just seemed something that would be also an easy transition from field to off field. And yeah, that's kind of how I got into that. And I started off doing like news reporting and stuff for the local like news station out there, which was really cool to try and like, learn, get my foot in the door.
Word. Oh, okay. So I had questions, because I'm from Atlanta. And so I frequently, I dated somebody from Baton Rouge, but I had went there a lot. And yeah, it's like insane. The LSU diehard.
They're crazy. Fanaticism.
It's crazy. But how was it? So like, how did you like enjoy the city of Baton Rouge? Did you go to New Orleans? Did you like, did you go to the Perfect 10 parties? I know I ain't that old, but did you like check out, like, did you, you
enjoy? Okay. Her mom was on here now.
Okay, my bad.
She knows.
When you had your free time, did you go to the like the Perfect 10 parties? This is like a day party, y'all.
So we kind of got to experience a little bit, obviously, during the day, or usually like when the big parties like that happened, we would be in season. So, you know, we had to be careful about what we did. But I had my fun out there, don't get me wrong. I loved Baton Rouge. The culture, the people, just being in the South, the food. And then New Orleans, we would actually get like time off in school to like experience Mardi Gras. So most teachers would understand and they'd be like, you know, class canceled, go out, do your thing. So Mardi Gras was the time of my life. That was so much fun. I encourage anyone to take time off if they could and experience that, because I will never forget.
Yeah, for sure.
But parties, step shows, just, you know, throwing the parties, going to the parties. You kind of have to experience it. But also, you know, you can't break the rules. And we were the same season as football. But, you know, still fun. Football games out there, insane. So much fun being in Death Valley. And then typically we would have a game after football, so we would get those fans as well, or like Sunday games. But yeah, LSU, it's a different type of breed of fans, athletes that come out of there. And the partying, you know.
Sorry, Mom. Oh, yeah, Mom. I know. I lived a good life. I understand. It helps you give the full, well-rounded experience of the college life.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
So obviously you had a blast at LSU, but you did also attend the University of Colorado. And so I don't know if there's a lot, but what went into that decision, and how was your time at Colorado, and what was that experience like?
Yeah, so then CU, it was a pretty easy decision for me. The coaching staff there helped me as a player a lot. They had belief in me to continue like my development, because it was kind of tough at first. When I first announced me transferring, I ended up tearing my ACL, which I think most people don't know. So I was kind of nervous that I wasn't going to get picked up, or CU wasn't interested anymore. And I kind of went through it with that process, because that in itself was really hard for me to overcome. And then got to CU, started rehab right away. They actually got me back early, and I just decided to take that redshirt year, because by the time I came back, half the season was gone. And, you know, I wanted a full year of experience with them and helping the team build the program. You know, being in the Pac-12, you play some of the top teams in the country. And that's something I wanted to help be a part of. And it was so much fun. Obviously, back to the diversity, it wasn't, you know, very diverse aside from the athletics program. But overall, the support I felt was just the same as LSU. I had a lot of fun out there, made teammates and friends for life, honestly. And we had a really good year my senior year there. We went undefeated basically up until division play, and that was a really cool experience as well. And being able to say, you know, you played against UCLA, Stanford, USC, that's typically always in the College Cup. And yeah, I'll still go back and visit. Gotta love Boulder as well. Didn't do too much partying out there. I was only there for a year, but the scene and the vibe was definitely different, but still fun nonetheless, because Denver was only like maybe a 20, 25 minute drive. So that was cool to go out there. But the snow.
Fair enough. I was gonna say it's a lot colder.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. You don't like snow, so that had to been like a ride.
Yeah, if I looked out the window and there was snow, I don't know if I was leaving the house that day aside from practice, but yeah, that made me confirm that I am not a winter snow type of person.
Mm-mm. No, you've been warm weather your whole life, pretty much.
That was not fun.
Okay. So outside of the snow, it sounds like it was a good experience, at least. And yeah, that Denver Boulder area is very beautiful. All right. So after college, you become a professional, and you still are, obviously. So far, right, you've been a professional for a little bit. You've played here and abroad. What's been your favorite experience? And that can be like, what's your favorite position to play? Or it could be, what's been your favorite match or game or moment?
Cool. Okay. Yeah, so like you said, I was, I played overseas. My most recent team overseas was playing in Germany. And playing in the Bundesliga alone was really awesome to say, like, played against Bayern and Frankfurt and Wolfsburg, who are typically, like, teams that make it far in Champions League, especially Wolfsburg. So my two moments, I would say overseas, kind of talked about it a little bit, but playing against Wolfsburg and being able to score against them both times, both in season and during our cup, like our German Cup game, was really exciting. And then this past year, I honestly have to say when we played Bayern and being able to score and win the Women's Cup when I was formerly with Racing Louisville was probably a moment I'll never forget because it was a really, you know, emotional time for me and that gave me the confidence I needed. And being able to celebrate that with my teammates there, it was a really special moment.
We were very loud on that goal. Especially the trucking. The trucking
yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, that was like a shea. So that's like a shea butter.
That's a Kuma guy. I think you shot Kuma guy, which is a pretty big deal. It's a Champions League winner right there.
Yeah, that was exciting for sure.
All right. Sky?
Oh yeah. So now that you're now a member of the North Carolina Courage, there's a lot of people in the house who support the team. What are you looking forward to the most in joining the team? Like, who are you looking to play with, looking forward to playing with? And what are you envisioning for 2022?
Yeah, when I got the call that the Courage signed me, I was like, are you serious? Like, I was so pumped. I mean, they're literally one of the best known teams in the league, winning program. And just being able to go there, knowing that I'm going to develop and become the best player I can be is something I am really excited about and what's important to me. So I would say, you know, learning is my key thing. And there's so many veterans that are going to be there that I can learn and grow from as well. You know, playing up top with Lynn Williams, you have Binia and Denise O'Sullivan, and our whole defensive line back there is solid as hell. And I kind of know some of the players just from either playing with or against them in the past. And I really like what Sean has, you know, cooking up for next season. I'm super excited. And they work their fucking asses off. Ooh, sorry, I don't know if I can say that. They work their butts off for shit.
Oh, we cuss here. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, we cuss. Like sailors.
Bad. So yeah, their work ethic is crazy, and I think that's something I really love about the Courage. And I know that day in and day out, whether it's practice or games, that everyone's going to work their ass off, and I love that. And I think being able to play with that front line and having the midfield underneath me, I'm definitely going to become a better player by the end of next year, easily.
Very, very nice. I guess this, I don't know if this is a formal question, and I just have a few more, and then we'll get into the culture questions, which I think are a lot more fun. Do you have a favorite position?
Yeah, center forward. You know, I feel like there's not many post up basketball players anymore in the league. So I think it's cool
Yeah, I
to,
agree.
be able to say that I can still do that. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like going out wide as well, but being in the center and trying to just, hold it down and play off of the people underneath me is something that's pretty rare these
We
days.
don't have a lot of true nines anymore. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Good to know. Good to know. Like I said, let's have a few more, I'll call them formal questions. Stepping away from the pitch for just a moment. I believe she's here. Yes, we have Maggie here with us as well. And I just always ask quickly, what A made you choose Maggie, and B, what is it like to have a Black woman be your agent?
And shout out Maggie for the NWSL. She has been the biggest help, and I guess what word am I looking for? She kept me calm during this whole process. I know between myself and my mom, we have been on her, how to trust her. She's been great, and I signed with her just solely off of how she believed in me and supported me. Because again, I think for myself, I want people to look at me as a person, not just a soccer player. And with Maggie, based off her connections, within the league that she's building and the things she's doing off the field, her marketing knowledge is unreal. And I think that's important to me moving forward and becoming a soccer player and building my brand and my identity. And I think Maggie is the perfect woman to help with that. And I'm really excited to work with her in 2022 because I feel like we got a lot of things coming for y'all, so that'll be super fun. So shout out Maggie, thank you. You're the best. And landing me this new gig
Absolutely.
too with the Courage as well. She's helped me through the last couple of months, I will say. So it's nice to have her as a friend as well, which I think it's important too, having a good relationship with your agent.
Yeah, that's what we've been getting. And I mean, obviously the accolades roll in, but it's really important to have that relationships. And so just to hear you and others, talk about that, that's what we want for players, particularly Black players. So yeah, I always want to put that out there for you and for her as well. And then my last question is, this is sort of the space where I'll leave the floor open to you just for a moment. But I know in the past you've worked with Kids Hoop, I believe. Hoops, sorry, is the organization, or Kids Hops, I apologize. So we always ask, is there a business or an organization you're working with, or anything you want to talk about, either that you've done or that you're planning to do, or that you're currently involved in?
Yeah, so it's Kids Hope, and I started that my freshman year, I want to say, with LSU, which was super cool, just helping underprivileged kids in school and helping them stay on the right track. And I was a mentor for one of the kids my entire time at LSU, and just seeing him grow and stay out of trouble and get better as a student. Like, he was my boy. He was so cute, and just being able to see kids still have fun in school and stick with it and play sports was really awesome. And that's kind of my thing. I always want to make sure I stay involved in the community by any means of giving back. And I don't know much about North Carolina. So once I move there, I definitely want to, figure out where I can help and give back. Because at the end of the day, I think it is important to show people that you can be a role model on and off the pitch. And I'm sure there's plenty of organizations out there that I'll be able to be a part of. So I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely, that's awesome, and I do think there are tons of opportunities in North Carolina. I'm sure some of them, fans and supporters and others joining us today, can point you in the right direction. And I guess my last question is, this is a little cheeky. The bun will be present in North Carolina, correct?
The bun is stuck. It will be present
Okay.
for sure. Bun, edges, all that. Not going anywhere.
Hey, do you?
I
Okay,
had to
yeah. Can
shout
you do
y'all
a
out
tutorial?
with the edges.
You gotta give a tutorial or something one day for
people.
Yeah,
they just be laid and right. Wouldn't be right.
They have to. I have so many baby hairs that it just wouldn't be right if they weren't laid.
Even in the humidity, I was like, yo, the hair is like, it's like laid like
that. That Eco Styler gel, I'm telling y'all, I know some people standard are against it, but I think if you put on at least like 10 layers, it's stuck. It's not going anywhere. And every now and then, if it
there's
rains,
so much eco
I'm
gel,
like, oh, I didn't put enough gel in, but at least you can still tell the swoops are there.
Work. All right, so let's link into some soccer cultural type stuff in the realm of like what happens if culture, like Black culture, invaded the pitch. So we got a segment called Get Your Fits Right, where we explore fashion accessories in the game on and off the pitch. And so word on the street is you're a sneakerhead, and you also have made custom shoes. But before we get into that, because I'm a sneakerhead myself, I got a little sneaker problem, just a little bit.
That's a good problem.
Yeah, that's the see, because I'm on shoe timeout, but we're not going to go there.
You're always on shoe time.
Okay. But if you could have custom kicks that you could play on the pitch, what would they look like? And also, what would these shoes look like off the pitch if you had a chance to do that?
Oh, okay. So, on the pitch, I would have to have some type of cleat with the high sock in my design. I'd probably have to do, this is the inner kid in me, I'd have to do a SpongeBob cleat. That is my favorite cartoon of all time. So I'd probably do some type of SpongeBob 90s cartoon throwback cleat. Or, you know, I'm very much into anime and there's a show coming out, like the new season, it's called Attack on Titan. So I might do something like that. Yeah, definitely a cartoon theme for the cleats. And then let's see. Off the pitch, I just love high tops. So I would have to have some type of, I don't know if you know Rick Owens, I'm kind of obsessed with his like simple high top style shoe. So it'd have to look something like that, like high top, really cool laces, the stitching all different. Because I'm not really big on color. I'm kind of boring. So I like blacks, grays, neutrals. You got to have a staple. So something like that, I would say.
Okay. So wait. So, all right. So what is your favorite kind of shoe? Like, is it the Nike, the Adidas?
Oh, yeah, I'm checks all day. It has to be Nike.
Let's go. Okay, so then what kind?
But
is it Dunks, Jordan?
I will say I just got my first pair of Yeezy 700s because I wasn't sure if I was feeling Yeezys. You know, some of them, I can't even lie, are a little bit ugly.
They look like Jesus boots.
They're not it, but my 700s, I'll have to send you a pic because those are actually fire. I will say the colorway and everything, but that's my one and only pair I'll probably ever get. But Nike, other than that, Nike for sure. I'm on a dunk trend right now.
Even with the degrading material, because it's like it's not the same. It's not the high quality type of material. But okay.
Just hear me out. I'm telling you, once I send you this video, you'll be like, okay. I feel like most people don't have these Yeezys either. I haven't seen them at least. But I would say Nike, Dunks, ones, can't go wrong. I just got the red and black patent leather ones like a few days ago.
Ooh, okay.
Exclusive early access on sneakers.
Okay. So you got that. Okay.
Yes. That is how I get all my shoes.
So my question is, so if you could customize, okay, no soccer associated, what would be, if you could customize some Jordans or Dunks, would it still be like a cartoon theme or would it be like?
Nah, probably not. I would do like a high top one sneaker and probably.
Okay.
It depends. Like a few of the shoes that I customize, I plan like outfits in my head. So I'll do the colorway based off of like what I know I'm about to wear with them. So I think that'd be cool. I would just be crazy. Like colors and maybe moving the swoosh around a little bit. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So, for you, for outfits, it's colors. But if it's got to be associated with a kit, it has to be, it's not so much color?
Yeah, I don't know. I have a few colorful shoes, but it's like, what do you wear with that? You know, like, I got the Lightning 4s. I think that's a top shoe for me right now, but I don't have that much yellow.
Word. Same. You know? Yeah.
Fashion, all that. Tiana Taylor, she is like my idol fashion queen right now. If I could have her closet, game over. You know, that's who I like to style from. Her outfits, and she's just bomb. She's dope. I love her. If y'all don't know.
Okay, so that's actually good. Yeah. That's a good example for if you were to have a kit, if you could customize a kit. Who would you want to collaborate with? Would you want to collaborate with her?
I was going
to
say,
that would be what would you like to see in terms of kit?
Yeah, her, okay. Like, Virgil, RIP, I think some Off-White. You know, I just got to switch it up a little bit. So that would be dope to have a different, you know, Black cultural perspective on kits.
Would you want to do something to, like, give a shout out to Arizona, to Scottsdale? Or does Scottsdale have a nickname? Or would you want to do like would you want to give a tribute to your hometown? Or
yeah, we don't really have nicknames. You know, the 480. That's all I got. Arizonians. We're not like that out here.
Okay. Word. All right. So let's see. One of your hobbies is playing video games, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And word on the street is you're nice with the sticks.
Very.
So. Okay. Oh, snap. Okay. So you like an expert. You like a guru. Cool. So then what's your favorite type of game to play? And what is your favorite kind of video game?
This sounds bad. I'm not big on sports games. I don't play FIFA just because I play soccer. I'm sorry. I don't. I used to. I played 2K here and there, some Madden, but I just love like multiplayer or like really cool single campaign games. So obviously I talk about Call of Duty a lot. I think that's my number one. Playing online, hardcore, multiplayer, that is my jam. And I'll go into Warzone here and there, but at the end of the day, the multiplayer online is what I just love doing. I'll just be in here for hours playing video games. I have some throwbacks, you know, I have Crash and Mario Kart and all that. Mortal Kombat, I just got Assassin's Creed. I kind of play it all. Yeah.
Okay, so you like a video game connoisseur, guru, legend, expert. I just made up some stuff. But okay. So you out here. So is it like PlayStation? So you like PlayStation over?
I did. I made the Switch.
Okay.
I think I've had every gaming system possible growing up, but I made the Switch from 360. To the PS4,
okay.
And then after that, I got the PS5, and no looking back. I love my PS5. I can't go back to Xbox.
I have a question to somebody who doesn't play games at all. It's just not, and I'm not a sneakerhead either. That's why that's why Sky's my partner in this. But is there? I guess, right, you can play with anybody, but, like, are you the big gamer in the league, or are there other people that you've, like, played with or that you know are gamers?
Ooh!
That's a good one. You know, I don't really know too many people that game other than Ali Long. I know is very popular on social media about her video games. But other than that, I'm usually just, like, the one on the team that's in my room, and people always know, like, if I'm not answering the phone or if I'm in my room, I'm going to be on the game. So I need to, you know, venture out and see my other soccer girls out here on the sticks, because people like to think females aren't good at video games, and they don't realize it till you get on the mic and talk shit, and they're like, oh, we got a girl on the game? And it's like, yep, and y'all see me at the top.
All right. So I got a question about that. Have you ever, since you play so many games, have you ever thought about, like, customizing a game? So, rewind that. If you could ever make a game your own, what would you like to see? Would it be like a Call of Duty? And then also with that, what kind of, like, music soundtrack would you want with that?
Oh, wow. That's a good one. Well, okay. Games are kind of starting to do that now. I know on Warzone for Call of Duty, they have different music playlists that actually have, like, mainstream artists. I know I've heard Jack Harlow at times on Warzone, and I'm like, okay, we're making progress. I think if I had to customize a game, I would do a really cool, like, single player. I like beating missions, so if I get a game like that, I'll probably play it for hours until I beat the whole game. Then I'm, like, upset because I, like, beat it in a day or two. But definitely single player mode where you're just locked in, you have different missions and, like, goals to accomplish. It would be, like, a cross of Call of Duty, Assassin's Creed, and, like, the samurai game called Ghost of Tsushima. I'm really fucking up that last part. But something that incorporates all three of that.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm asking all this because I'm an engineer, and, like, you do have a lot of women who play video games, mm-hmm. so it's cool to actually talk to a Black woman who loves video games like that, because I've thought about getting back into messing around with the music side of video gaming. Okay. Yeah, so...
Okay, good to know.
Some of these questions. So, that actually is a good point to transition to where we have hits and rips, where we talk about our favorite music from today and yesterday, the slow jams, the turn-ups, the quiet storms, you know, okay. The turn-ups. So what are you... Okay, before we go, let's go back to the soccer pitch. Okay. If you could bring, like some music and vibes as you're playing the game, are there things you like to hear in the stands? And also, are there things... do you have, like, a certain playlist before you play a game?
Okay, this sounds kind of weird, but usually if we're, like, driving to the game or whatever, I listen to very chill music, so I'll be on some, like, throwback R&B vibes, or mainstream R&B, just to kind of, like, that's my favorite type of music, is R&B. And then... But out on the field, if I'm warming up and stuff, it's got to be, I wish we played more, like, DMX vibes. Like, I really want to be pumped. You know what I mean? So shout out to the parents. They raised me on DMX, Pac, Biggie, all of that. So I think I'm definitely, like, an old soul in a sense when it comes to music. But, yeah, I just feel like rap nowadays, it's just not... Like I said, the DMX vibe. Like, I really want to just be, like, want to fucking kill someone out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm excited that that's your answer, and I'm also very distraught that DMX is considered, like, old school vibes at this point.
He's not old school. God. Like, no. We go, keep it current.
Oh, God.
But current.
Hey, okay, let's say it hypothetically we had, like, a marching band. Wait, so when you were at LSU, did you hear the stylings of the Southern University marching band? I know LSU's bands borrow some of the songs, like Neck and stuff, but did you ever get a chance to hear them play at some point?
I think my class was the last that got to truly experience Neck, because now I'm pretty sure, like, you know how that song goes. And I know LSU gets fined a lot, and I forgot who we just played recently, and they were just like, fuck it, we're gonna play it anyway, and, like, the athletic program paid the fine. But yeah, the chants, the music, the step shows, all that, we would always swag surf, you know. We actually did that a little bit, you know, just this past season in the locker room, because that's, like, the best way, you know, to get the whole team involved, like, ready to go.
Wait. So would you swag surf as a celebration on the pitch?
That would be dope. I can't even lie. I wouldn't be opposed to that.
All right. So my last question on that music set. Mm-hmm. So if you kicked the score to goal, right, and your goal had, like, a sound, like your Shea Butter Bomb had a sound, what kind of song would be representative of that kind of goal? Whether it be a short range goal or long range bomb, or, you know, you put somebody on the ground, like, what would be a good song? Do you have, like, a song?
I think it would depend on, like, what type of goal it was. Like, I feel like for my goal against Byron, it would have to be, like, some Luda, you know,
hey.
I feel like you gotta go through each scenario.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, obviously, I still listen to like rappers today, like Drake, Lil Baby, YoungBoy. But I don't know, just the old vibes is—it's just
right.
my thing.
Nothing.
Yes.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's also okay. We talk about having songs for today.
Right. I know it's basic, but the 90s. Drake, I would say, is my favorite, though. You can't go wrong with Drake. He never disappoints.
But I'm not about to have him. I mean, I scored a goal. I was a defender back in the day. But if I had scored a goal, I ain't going to be having Drake songs.
Right.
In my, you
exactly.
Know, lighting, you know, doing R&B. Just playing. But let's see. So do you have any other favorite sports? That you watch?
Love basketball. I'd probably say that's my second favorite. Between that, football. I kind of watch everything, to be honest, except for golf. I'm sorry. I just, you know, I say all sports and people will be like, oh, you watch golf and this, and no, I can't. But tennis.
Oh, so do you have, you got like a team? You got some teams?
So, you know, hometown, the Suns, Mercury, we just both made it to the finals, men and women. And well, we won't talk about the finish, but at least we made it there. So
true.
Yeah, but growing up, that's why I couldn't commit to the Lakers thing, because my mom and her side grew me up as a Celtics fan. So, you know, Larry Bird, KG, Pierce, Rondo,
okay.
All of them. That's why, like, you can't hate on Kobe, but aside from that, I will never be a Lakers fan. I have to be an individual player fan. At this point,
that's acceptable.
You know? Yeah,
that's acceptable. I would support LA Fitness either, and I live in LA. But no shade, y'all. Much love to y'all. But
after you said LA Fitness, those people, Lakers fans, feel that shade to them. Come on.
Hey man, I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan, so I get the heat all the time. But again, it builds character.
Yeah.
But
sorry again. Brought up Cowboys fan. They played the Cardinals. Hometown against
Torian. We got so far. We were doing so well.
People turn to haters. Like, everyone wants to hate on the Cowboys, but
don't do that.
It's facts. But you know.
Oh God.
Well, it might be time to end the interview. No, it's fine. All right. So, sports teams aside, we just have a few more questions for you. And again, we'll turn the floor over to you at the end, just for you to share anything that you would like to share. So, like we said before, you're going to the North Carolina Courage. One, are you a foodie? And if so, what are you looking forward to in North Carolina? And then two, is there anything else about North Carolina you're looking forward to? Off the pitch, I should say. Sorry.
Yeah, anyone that knows me, I love to eat. I'm a big foodie. What do I like? I want to say LSU didn't do me dirty, but like I just could not stop eating out there, so I had to watch myself. But I like seafood. That's probably my main go-to, for sure. Like I said, I'm not picky. I'll try everything. I haven't really experienced North Carolina. Like, I need people to put me on to whatever the good spots are out there. I'm not going to turn down any type of food, for real.
Maybe at the end we'll have some folks share. You a barbecue eater?
Oh, of course. I'll eat a rack of ribs. Okay. Easy.
Oh, okay. The whole rack. All right, let's go.
Easy. Yeah.
All right. And then my last formal question would be, what is some advice that you would have for the players coming behind you, particularly the young Black players coming behind you?
I would say stick with it, believe in yourself, and just know that you can get there. Obviously, everyone's path is going to be different, but I like to show women that my journey went the complete opposite of how I thought it was going to go, and I am where I am today. And I would say, don't worry about like getting drafted or not getting drafted. And yeah, that's cool. And I obviously went undrafted, and I was pretty, you know, when you're young at the time, you're crushed about it. But then, like I said, we all get to the same point in our lives and becoming professionals, and just know that that's not your only path. And for young Black girls, just to keep working hard, stay with it, don't lose your love for the sport. And I think it's great to see that there's so many other Black women in the league right now, and female Black female athletes in general, that little girls can look up to and know that they can be them one day as long as they work hard, stick to it. And I think the confidence piece, like I was saying, just believe in yourself that you can do it and you can.
That was beautiful advice. And luckily we'll have it to pass on to people and pass on to young players as well as we interact with them. So like I said, I will turn it back over to you. If there's anything you'd like to share with the people, we give you the floor to do that. And then if we have any questions from the audience or food recommendations from our North Carolina supporters, we will take those suggestions.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing. If there's any North Carolina people out here, please put me on to all the good spots. Gamers, if there's some game I'm missing out on, let me know. Styling products, anything. You know, I love conversation. So like to fans and people, whoever's listening, like just reach out to me and we can chat it up. Because I want to know more about like my fan base and supporters, you know, and for women's soccer supporters in general, I think it's important to interact with them. Because I will say, I do want to give a quick shout out to, you know, my family and my supporters that have been behind me the last year, because it wasn't an easy year for me by any means, but genuinely knowing that I have such a good support system, whether I've met you, spoke to you or not, just know that I've seen y'all, I appreciate y'all, and I'm glad that you guys have my back. So that's just a little, you know, in my feelings comment for a second, because I don't think people understand the mental piece. Like, it really does help to have people say that they support and are with you through some bullshit. So thankful for that.
Oh. Thank you very much for sharing. I heard we either have some questions or suggestions. We'll turn the floor over to the audience.
Let's do it.
All right. I think you have to raise your hand, I believe, or request, and I can, or Sky should be able to let you on. Hi, Maggie.
Hey, everyone. Awesome. Awesome. Another awesome Q&A. Jory, you've done a fantastic job just letting people know who you are. So excited for you. Yeah. And as far as like the good eats and all of that, we discussed that. North Carolina is like my second home. So, yeah. So I got you on that one.
I know. I am so excited to be there. Oh, my. I'm like, where is preseason?
It's coming surprisingly quickly.
Yeah, it's coming real soon. Real soon.
Right, like it's already time.
Yeah, pretty much. Like after this weekend, it'll probably be what, less than a month away. So yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Any North Carolina Courage fans wanna speak, introduce yourselves, share some recommendations.
Oh, if you want to speak, like come to like request to speak.
The floor is yours.
Because I'm seeing hand waves, but I'm like, it's going away before I can get to you. Yeah, and then. Oh, here we go. Okay, hold up. Here we go. Oh, okay, look at y'all.
Hey everybody, it's Sarah Toussaint with the North Carolina Courage. I'm surprised we have some fans on, but I think they're a little shy at the moment. But Jorian, just want to say welcome to the Courage family. Sky and Silves put you on our radar, my radar, I should say, earlier this summer. So it was really exciting to hear the news, and Just really, really excited. We took some notes in terms of maybe some music ideas for this next season. I don't have recommendations for Raleigh just yet. I only lived in Charlotte for a little while, but super excited. I hope you really enjoy the team and North Carolina, and you've got some really good people with Ebony Christmas on. I see her here and some other folks, but that's all I got to say. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, between the fan base that I've seen so far, and I've heard nothing but great things about the team, and, you know, Sean as a person and a coach, literally I've heard legit nothing but good things. And just from myself speaking to him, I just know that I'm going to be going to a really good place. So thanks. Looking forward to meeting y'all.
Anybody else want to speak?
Hey, Jake.
Oh, hi. Just real quick. First of all, go Suns, Jorian. Thank you for doing this interview.
Oh, God.
Let's go.
I forgot Jake was here. All right.
I actually wanted to ask more about how you felt playing in Germany as a Black woman. Like, what did you feel? Like, how did you kind of like it or not like it? Like, what was your feelings on that?
Honestly, I loved Germany. I personally felt like the city I was in was really good as far as being inclusive. And, you know, there was, my team was diverse there as well, like extremely diverse. And actually, I'm not sure if any of y'all saw that, but recently the club that I did play for in Germany, on the men's side, like a racial issue occurred like in our home stadium, and they actually stopped the game, kicked the fan out, stopped everything altogether, which I thought was super awesome, because at the end of the day, people do say they're against racism and they stand for us, but there's never any actions that follow that. So I think that was a really cool step to see that they stopped the game altogether, and both teams stood in support of the player that was getting harassed by the fan in the stadium, and now he's like banned for life, I'm pretty sure, from ever going to a game. And that's kind of like how I felt when I was personally playing in Germany. I never experienced anything like that other than support and love out there, which is really cool. So I think that's what made my time more enjoyable out there as well.
Cool. Did anybody else want to speak? It's your chance. To dance. TikTok. Goes the clock.
Wow.
You didn't see? I got the ROMs on deck. All the ROMs. ROMs for you and yours. But
any final questions?
Any final questions? Oh, okay. Here we go. One more.
Wait, cool.
Hold on. Hold up. Add a speaker. All right, Jacob.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Jorian, all the best at North Carolina. I was just wondering if you had any tips for anyone that's listening on how to procure a PlayStation 5, because I'm sure there's still some people that are still looking for how to get one.
Whew. I mean, I still got to say good luck to you, but I literally, when the PS5 was dropping, I think I had 20 tabs open on my laptop with each like drop. I don't care if it was a sketchy site, whatever I could get one, I had it pulled up. But I can only say, just look for sites that tell you that there's going to be a surprise drop, and just have that tab open. And I'm telling you, the second it pops up, you got to click add to cart 100 times. I mean, I got lucky enough that my parents came in clutch and surprised me with one for Christmas a couple years ago, because I was so upset. I had one in my cart, and I'm like, Mom, I'm about to do this. I don't care. I'm dropping my whole check on this. I'm buying it. And she's like, no, don't do that, da-da-da. And then it all makes sense why, because she did secure me the PS5. But other than that, I just got to say good luck, because it is impossible still.
All right.
But I'll be on the lookout for you. Sorry.
Well, I'm asking it for other people because I have one myself. I'm sure there's some listeners that were wanting to know if you had any tips on that. I will say a game to put on your list to consider is called Deathloop. It's a first-person action game where the character you play as is stuck in a time loop. It's pretty fun.
Ooh, okay. No, I'll definitely check that out. Thank you. I appreciate that because I always need a new game.
No problem. And again, good luck at North Carolina.
Thank you.
Oh, crap. And one more, Morgan. It's your chance. Dance.
Hey, y'all. Hey, Jorian. So we have a Twitter WOSO poll happening right now, and I just want to know, what is your favorite hot sauce?
Ooh.
And if you want to know the options, I can list them.
Okay. Well, let's hear the options. Yes.
So there's two brackets going on right now because there are so many good ones. But we have Frank's, Cholula, Tapatio, Valentina, Crystal, my personal favorite, Louisiana, and Tabasco. I'm not sure if I missed one.
Yeah, I would say Crystal or Louisiana. Like, I like hot. And,
yes.
You know, the other ones, it's just a little, it's like a kick. I need hot. Like, I want my lips to tingle. One of those two.
It needs to have flavor, though.
Do we need to do, like,
true.
It does have flavor.
Yeah, I think we got to do a hot ones in WSL or something.
Ooh, I love wings. People have wing suggestions, that too.
Oh, okay. So, because we had another poll going, do you eat Girl Scout cookies?
Love Girl Scout cookies.
What's your favorite cookie?
Samoas.
Oh,
yes!
Samoas, out the fridge, undefeated. I'll eat the whole box. And then...
Correct answer. You've redeemed yourself.
Wait.
Thank you.
Whoa. Wait, so what's the second one? Is that the only one? Or what's your other...
And it's got to be Thin Mints frozen.
There we go. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, but that said, there's no Samoa. So again, I'm correct.
Samoas, they hit different.
They really do.
The new Samoas aren't the same as the old Samoas. It's like you're getting two in a box. Well, it's undefeated with the amount of Thin Mints you get. I'm trying to get y'all right. But okay, cool.
But at least I said it though. I am a fan of Thin Mints though, for sure.
Are they better frozen or regular?
Thin Mints, they have to be frozen.
They have to. Okay. Yeah. Hey. All right. So, we're running a little over.
Yes.
So, if there are any further questions, thank you, Jorian, for coming through.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks, y'all. This is fun.
Happy New Year and happy Festivus and all that. Looking forward to see what you do this year. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. Yeah, looking forward to seeing you on that front line. Like you said, I think it's going to be pretty lethal. Not looking forward to playing against it. So, but we're excited for you and for the opportunity, and that you have such a support system and an awesome agent. So, yeah.
All right, so I guess it's that time because we need to be staying hydrated.
Stay melanated.
And we need to make sure the Black women in our life, your life, are celebrated.
And make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
So that's basically it, y'all. So we will drop this. Well, this will be available on replay after the space ends. And it will appear on your podcast situation, your Spotify, your Apple Tunes, Apple Music. I'm sounding like an old lady.
Apple Tunes, iTunes. Wow.
iTunes.
And whatever else you listen to. And then, yeah, support. Shout out to Sits. Shout out Baggy. Hey, yeah. Mama. Falco, I see your mama in the audience.
She had to be in here.
That's wonderful. We love to see it.
We do.
Everybody, they mama in here. For the culture, all everybody in For the culture. Hey, Ebony. Hey, y'all. Hey, North Carolina. Yes. Everybody. So, yeah, have a good, blessed weekend. And yeah, that's not it, y'all.
Be safe, stay distanced, all that stuff, y'all.
Wear a mask.
Yes, please.
Stay hydrated.
Amen. Peace.
Period to all that.
Oh, wait, Before we go, don't hang up, y'all. Hold on.
Okay.
And somebody wants to speak to you before we bounce. Hello, mama.
I just wanted to tell you guys, thank you so much for supporting my baby. I appreciate it. More than you know.
Always. It's my charge in real life, too, but always.
She's going to get mad at me because I wasn't allowed to speak, but I'm doing it anyways.
Sure wasn't, but love you anyway.
Love it. I didn't hear that part, but thank you guys. Shea Butter, 2 cents, thank you guys for even just partnering with, you know, me and the team for this. Really appreciate it. It's been good. We had, what, a three-part in like 2 weeks
with Jasmine,
Sydney, and Jorian, and there's a lot more to come in 2022. So definitely, guys, stay tuned for more great partnerships with Shea Butter, 2 cents, and the entire Trinity 3 team. So definitely have some cool things in store. Jory, thank you again for doing this. It's kind of last minute, but we did it. So thank you so much. And to everyone that tuned in, thank you. And Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year, y'all. Peace and blessings.
Happy New Year.
Hey.
Peace, y'all.
All right,
y'all. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Oh, Mark, you can end it.